Morning Crossfire on 99.3 Nigeria Info.
And we're live on your radio from our audiovisual studios here on 99.3 Nigeria Info. We are located on Entimien Crescent, Victoria Island, Lagos, Nigeria. My name is Sheriff Quadri. It's nice to meet you. Compliments of the season to you. And I hope that we would get into 2022 as a family together. Okay, now let's talk about business in Lagos. Like I said earlier, we're going to do this in a series. So we have the first part today where I interact with you directly. And we have the second part tomorrow where I bring in LSETF, that's Lagos State Employment Trust Fund. And by the way, LSETF, they come on the radio every week, every Saturday from 11 a.m. Where they educate and inform you on how your business can grow in Lagos. The facilities that the state government, you know, has set aside to make sure that they help young businesses grow. The Portal is what we call that show, The Portal. It comes up 11 a.m. on Saturday. But tomorrow, I couldn't bring him on the show today because of shortage of time. So today we're going to give ourselves that opportunity to have a conversation as to what is happening to your business, how easy it is, how hard, how difficult it is for you to run your business in Lagos here, and what you wish you could get. So all of these, your thoughts will be put together. And when LSETF come on the show tomorrow, they will educate you on the steps that you need to take, right? I think it's cool like that. That way we can, of course, I will still take your thoughts tomorrow as well. It's just that I need to hear from you more so I can have something to push to LSETF people when they come on the show tomorrow. But let me start by asking you this question. Like, what impression do you have about running a business in Lagos? Lagos is the economic hub of Nigeria. As a matter of fact, economic hub of West Africa. When someone tells you that they want to start a business in Lagos, what would you tell that person? If you're a business owner in Lagos, like we can't call it an impression anymore because you've been in it. So I would say, what is it like to run a business in Lagos? What do you think has continued to make Lagos thrive? Is Lagos thriving? Is Lagos conducive for small businesses? As Lagos is today, because research has shown small businesses represent over 90%. Small businesses, now that's why we're not focusing on big businesses. Like I said, this is totally MSME show today and tomorrow, because a research has shown that 90% of private businesses in Lagos are small businesses. And they contribute more than 50% of the total employment generation in Lagos here. So it's important that we talk about the state of small businesses trying to survive or trying to do business here in Lagos. Now, let me reel some things to you so you have better understanding of what we're talking about here. Now, I want to know, if you're a business owner, I'll come to the telephone in a moment, don't worry, I'll come. I want to know about tax payment. No, let's start with, what was it like when you wanted to start your business? What was it like for you when you wanted to start your business? And when you've started, what is it like? Tax payments in Lagos, how much effect do you think, or do you know, that tax or multiple taxation is having on your business? If you're a business owner, what are taxes like in Lagos? Would like to know that. And how important is continuing running a business in Lagos? How important it is? How about technology? How about electricity? How about other factors? How do they come into play in running a business, your business, in Lagos here? It's time to get talking. 0700-993-993-993. For ladies, female-only line, you have 01465-7190. Now, when you call me, you tell me about running your business, how you started, what it was like. Was it easy for you? Was it hard for you? What made it hard? What made it easy for you? What are your concerns? Then tomorrow, government will be here and they will give answers to your questions. Let's get started. Nigeria Info, good morning to you.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning to you.
I mean, I'm so happy I got through. To be honest, right, running business in Lagos is tough, right? I'm a woman, you can hear my voice. I call the woman only line.
Yeah.
I think it's not even so much about the taxes, right?
Yeah.
Or the power or any of those things. Because the reality is, we put it in our cash flow. But the problem is, you're sitting down doing business.
Yeah.
Some unruly people walk in. They put stickers all over your business premises. One thing, I'm not even sure what they are. There are red X's all over the place. And what happens is that business shuts down. And that in itself is problematic. We can't pay the taxes. We know we need to pay our taxes, right? We want Lagos to move forward. What can they let us do our business? If there's a problem, why should the first thing be sealing up the business premises? If truly, truly, the state believes that we are contributing to the economy of the state, if the state believes that we are growing the economy of the state, and that we truly are providing businesses for the people within the state,
right?
Then we'll surely treat us better as entrepreneurs, as business people. They say, oh, you know what? It's easier if one business stays alive because they can hire two other people, then shut down that business and three people are out of a job. So yes, the reality is the taxes can be crazy, but if they would let us do our businesses, right?
Right.
We will provide our water, which we're already doing. We will provide our power, which we're already doing. We will pay those taxes. We will sit down at the round table and say, oh, you know what, let's have a stakeholders engagement. And we can talk about those things. But when you have all these unruly people, and then there's no protection. I'm sorry, I know I'm holding up the line.
It's fine.
But there's no protection for those of us who are in business to say, oh, if this person comes to your office, give them this sheet of paper, take their name, take their picture. Then how do we run business? And so that's the major problem. And so it's great that you're going to have LSTF in.
Yeah.
But to be honest with you, right, if we have a more favorable work environment,
right,
people who truly, if a state truly cares about the businesses within that state, they would do something to protect those businesses.
Right.
Right? And that's my contribution this
thank
morning.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for calling as well. I appreciate it. Nigeria Info, good morning to you. Hello. I can't hear you. I'm really sorry. I can't hear a thing. Good morning to you. We lost that call as well, so let's jump on another one. Hello, good morning to you.
Hello, good morning, sir.
Good morning to you.
I want to wait anonymous.
That's fine. That's fine.
Please, okay, there's something that is bothering me since on Friday. I've been calling, even I'm not trying to call and call you anymore on Friday, but it's not going through. Do you understand? Can you hear me?
Okay, I can hear you, but you have to make it very quick.
Okay. On Friday, my husband go out. He has a car. So he said he should start his car with Uber business. Since he don't have work, he's a graduate.
Right.
So unfortunately, last on Friday, when he got to Obalende, so he has an urgent call.
Okay.
They called him that, of course, I'm pregnant. So they called him from hospital for urgent call. So he just needs to park one side at bus stop. At Obalende.
Right.
Before you knew it, all this last month, they just jumped to his car. So you are condemned. Is an offense. Say, but this is bus stop, ma'am. Receiving call. They said, no, before they knew it, they charged him 50,000. He said, what is my offense now? After all, he said, if someone has a call, you need to park one side and receive your call.
That's right.
You should not receive call when driving. So what was my offense? They said, they don't want to be in the wrong one. Before they knew it, they collect his key and drive him down to their office. This thing that they have been dragging since on Friday.
Right.
Even he has gone there this morning again. So I want to know what is going on. Because I don't know, this Nigeria of a thing, they don't want poor people to survive. Mm. Or what?
It's still part of the conversation we're having about the ease of doing business in Lagos, you know, how small businesses survive in Lagos. But I'm glad that you've brought this up, which is very vital as well. Very vital.
Just look at just 50,000, just like that. Mm. Where is he going to see it? Someone that is trying to survive with his family.
Right, right. Yeah?
Then he has a car. Okay, let me go out to do business with my car.
Mm.
And this place is bus stop. No, that is not bus stop. They just come from nowhere. Yeah? So, you know, that's where all these picking boys, that's where they're outside because they are jobless.
Mm.
So why is it? I don't understand. Because this stuff is getting much. All the people we are just calling, they say that since they've got tickets. What type of ticket is that? Which offense? Because when you try to check online, you look at all everything. There is no offense. They said if you want to receive a call, you park one side and receive your call. Then you continue. That because if you receive a call along the road
while you're driving,
you can be charged.
It's an offense.
You can be charged to court.
That's right.
But it park, this place they park again is a bus stop. So why is it like that? I don't understand.
I'm really sorry. I thought you're done. I'm really sorry about that. But I do understand what you're saying. And I've received such comments before, such complaints before as well. Oh, Kazim has been on the line from Ikoyi. Kazim, hi. Are you still there?
Yeah. Good morning, Mr. Sherif.
Good morning to you too, sir.
Yeah. How are you doing, sir? It's been a while.
Very, very well, Mr. Kazim.
All right. Great. What an interesting topic that we are discussing today.
That's right.
Actually, in my own view, doing business in Lagos is very, very difficult because I'm going to share a simple analysis with you now.
Please do.
For example, in Nigeria now, an average Nigerian pays three different type of taxes to the government. An average Nigerian will pay three different type of taxes. One is the direct one the former one that we pay to the government directly, you know? The one we pay to the government directly.
Mm-hmm.
The second one is the informal one. That is all these area boys. If you are a shop owner, definitely you have a lot of money you pay to area boys on daily basis. Some are ticketed, some are non-ticketed.
Right.
Then the third one is the one we call like an implicit. For example, an average business owner is almost as good as a landlord. As a local government, chairman, because you are the one that is providing your own power. There is no power to run your business.
Right.
Imagine the cost someone running a barber spends on purchasing fuel alone.
Hmm.
And this doesn't stop the same guy from paying the former and an informal taxes. So
right.
By the time you aggregate all this cost, it is quite huge. So you are left with little or nothing as profit.
Hmm.
So that is why the cost of doing business in this state is very,
it's
very
quite,
difficult.
Quite
because once you aggregate all this cost, you have nothing to go home with. So
right.
That is just the main issue. So
right.
Everything still lies with government. Government needs to have a lot of roles to play in ensuring that all these issues are well simplified.
In like a statement or two, what role would you want government to play? Because government will be here tomorrow. So what role would you want them to play?
The role, definitely. What is stopping government from regulating all these informal taxes?
Okay.
Why do I need to keep paying agbero when I paid my taxes to government?
Right.
What is stopping government from managing all this? Why do I need to keep paying local government? One Iyalaja will come tomorrow, start giving me ticket. Another person will come in the evening.
Mm.
For example, somebody running a bike business. They
right.
pay a lot of money to different people issuing tickets. You know, why can't government scrap that? Why can't I pay only one single tax so that I know that if I make one error, this is what I'm paying, and that is all.
Right.
But there are a lot of uncertainties everywhere. Today I'm paying to this, tomorrow I'm paying to that. So all these issues are making doing business very difficult in this state we have, my brother.
Right. Mr. Kazim, thank you for talking to me. Appreciate your time. I really do. We're going to head out to a break in a moment. But before we go, I can squeeze in some messages from WhatsApp this morning before we go to that break. WhatsApp number is 0809. 597-5805. That is 0809-597-5805 on WhatsApp. I think I have another call. Can I take this call? Can I squeeze in this call? I don't think so. I think I can. I'm really sorry because the break time is very, very near. One thing, I, if you're just joining us, you're very, very welcome. We're looking at what it takes to run a business in Lagos. So if you're already a business owner, would like to know what it was like when you wanted to start your business and what it is like right now that you're doing your business. Are you good? Are you fine? Are you okay? Or are there some concerns? Would you like to go into entrepreneurship one day and you're wondering what are the things that you need to do as an individual? You know, all those questions will be answered tomorrow, though. But for those that are already in business, you can join the conversation. So let me take this message from WhatsApp. WhatsApp was hanging before. Doing business in Lagos is very tough. Government managers are in office to make money for themselves. The people you want to employ only want to steal, not to give their best for the business to grow. Because of some of these most multinationals closed their businesses and left. We need to go to break now, Lagos. Huh? When we return from this break, we'll take more of your thoughts and your comments. Stay with me. And we're back on The Crossfire, talking business and business only on a Monday. We're going to do the same tomorrow, Tuesday. But right now, what I can get... If you're just joining us, you're welcome. You're welcome to the show. I'm Sheriff Quatri, and we're looking at businesses, small, medium, scale businesses in Lagos. How is it like running a business in Lagos? What was it like when you wanted to start? If you're starting right now, you can share your experience with us because all of these things are what we're going to put to the authorities when they come in tomorrow. LSTF will be on the show tomorrow and we'll be talking about how your businesses can run even more better, more conveniently for you, because there are some facilities that the government has, you know, for your business. Maybe you haven't heard about it. Maybe you have, you know, how to tap into these opportunities, how to make your business run smoothly than what it is, how it's currently doing. You know, all of these things should be discussed tomorrow with LSTF when they come on the show, right? But for today, I want to know exactly your challenges so I can push it to them when they come on the show tomorrow. Right, exactly. I want to know what you're enjoying, what you've enjoyed. Aha. Because I know that there are a couple of businesses that have benefited from the government that can tell their stories as well. That opportunity is also available for you to tell us that your story, what you've gained, what you've benefited, how your business is running smoothly because of you know, the policies, because of some government facilities that you've tapped into. We'd like to know that as well. 0700-993-993-993. Female only line is 01465-7190. Facebook is Nigeria Info 99.3. YouTube is Nigeria Info 99.3 as well. We're streaming live on those two platforms. WhatsApp is 0809-597-5805 on WhatsApp. That is 0809-597-5805 on WhatsApp. Good morning to you.
Hello, good morning. Yes, good morning. Good morning. Hello.
Good morning to you.
Yes, sir. I want to remain anonymous.
That's fine.
I mean to hotel business. Are you there? Hello?
Yes, please, we can hear you.
Yes, in this hotel business, the government is stifling the business, especially Lagos State government. We are paying so much, and we are getting nothing in return. For example, we pay, let me start from land use.
Okay.
We pay land use tax commercial. Hello?
I'm with you. I'm listening.
We pay director's tax. Hello? We pay business premises tax. We pay PAYE for staff. And we pay construction tax for rooms and drains. We also pay for food. Hello, are you there?
Go on, sir. Just go on.
Local governments will still come and demand for fumigation, demand for, which of course that one is necessary, and demand for the one we found very absurd is television tax and liquor license tax, which is multiplication, multiplicity of taxation. Now, we leave that aside. You come to EIE, Environmental Impact Assessment Charges from La CEPA.
Yeah.
You come to EDC, Environmental Development Charges from the same La CEPA. They don't realize that most of these businesses we are floating, we borrow money from the bank, honestly. And we provide for our power, energy, and water. And they are not giving us incentives. No tax holidays, nothing.
What would you prefer? Tell me exactly what you would prefer.
Let them look into all this and remove the one that is multiple, that is a duplication.
Okay.
Are you
okay?
Because for the liquor license, the local government is collecting, and what is television? The liquor license, the local government is collecting, is the same thing as the. The consumption tax.
That's right.
And we also on drinks, and we also pay VAT 5%. All these are multiplicity of duplication of taxes.
Multiple
taxes. Should be harmonized.
Right.
So just
thank you.
Please, they should
thank
look
you.
Into this and provide holiday for us, and go ahead to boost our investment by providing some grant for us. Especially the hotel business, we are contributing a lot to the development of this hospitality industry and tourism now.
Right. That has been noted very, very firmly, and it'll be tabled tomorrow. Sunday is joining us this morning. Sunday, hi, morning to you.
Hello, Sheriff. Good morning.
Good morning to you, sir.
Yeah, it's Sunday calling from Ajalaba.
Welcome.
Yeah. Sheriff, let me understand the data you just read about. Is it small business owners or
small business?
Small
business. Medium small business.
Okay, small business.
Mm.
With an average of, let's say, like 50 million and below.
Yes, about that.
About that, right?
Yes.
And the data is coming from which
from MBS, Bureau of Statistics.
Lagos State.
No, Bureau of Statistics.
But government, Lagos State does not recognize it.
Why not? Everybody recognizes Bureau of Statistics.
I'm surprised, though. So, what you're saying that we are, the small business owners are equal to the government, right?
Equal how?
As in the volume of workers, two people or one people that are work within this small medium enterprise, right?
Yeah. Yes.
You see the same as the employee of Lagos State government. Is that what you're saying?
No, that's not what I'm saying. What I've reeled out is that they contributed largely, immensely, towards the employment opportunity, or employment rather, in the state, about 50% or so.
Well, I'm happy to hear that, but my surprise is.
But you know that is how it should be. Really, the employment generation should be by the private sector, not the government. The private sector should drive job creation. What government just needs to do is to provide enabling environment for them to be able to do that.
Okay. Yeah. I understand exactly what you're saying. Now, I just want to know if that is what you said. But I now understand it in my local ways. Now, what I'm saying now is that for Alaba International Market here.
Yes.
The only time we see government officials, as right. in from state, is during election. I'm just telling the pure 100% truth.
I didn't hear you.
Ambode spent over 4 years and he did not come to Alaba again. At least to know exactly what is the challenges. But our union, small union we just form,
right.
they are doing their best. But you know, sometimes the real issue that concerns the market. I don't know how they communicate it to government anyway. But for Alaba here.
What I want to know is how easy or how hard is it running a business in Alaba?
Yes. Now, to run a business in Alaba, the only thing it does require for you is you to have a habit of at least low level habit.
Low-level
habit. That is the first thing.
I don't understand.
You need to have a good habit.
Okay, good habit.
That you can manage 50,000 and small, so that you will not put a lot of expenses in that 50,000. The 50,000 will go. But the government here, we don't have any problem with them. But the only biggest challenge we have here is Agboro.
Okay.
Agboro people. People that you don't even know where they come from. They look very, very haggard. They will challenge you at any time. They will challenge you. They will even let you know that they can chase you out of the place.
I hear you.
If the data you read, if government recognizes, they should come close. Hmm. If they come close, I have about 3 workers working under me.
Okay.
You get me now?
Okay.
Uh-huh. So if they come close here,
yeah,
they will really understand our major issues.
Is your business registered? Because I mean, if you want government to come, your business has to have some level of registration or identity.
Yes, of course.
Okay.
If we register enterprise.
Okay, fantastic. So if it's registered and you have some documentation, just stay to your radio. What you have mentioned now, I will table it to them when they come on the show tomorrow. And see how you can access funding, because that is also available for your business.
My brother, let me tell you the truth. Mm. I cannot receive any funding, except he wants me to enter with it. You understand? The one you have, you manage it small. Because
Don't you want to grow your business?
My dear brother, you will not believe it. In trying to grow your business, we'll just buy one bulky goods and all these things. Agbodo will just see it. It still will spoil on your hand.
Oh.
You'll start paying loan that you don't know about.
Oh.
So the best point is to even manage the one you have at hand.
Hmm. The informal taxation, that's a problem at Alaba. Thank you so much, my friend, for calling me and giving that information. That has also been noted here as one of the challenges that small businesses face. Particularly here in Lagos, doing business here in Lagos. Good morning to you. Hello. I'm sorry, I can't hear you. I'm really sorry. Let's take another call. Good morning to you.
Hello, good morning, sorry.
Good morning to you.
Yeah, my name is Jide. I'm calling from Ojota, Lagos.
Good to have you, Mr. Jide.
Well, I'm good. Mm. Yeah, still on the master.
Right.
I'm a small scale entrepreneur. I'm in the water packaging business,
okay,
because fresh water.
Okay.
You see, our major challenge in Lagos State is now the taxation. We have over 15 agencies of Lagos State government that are taxing us. I am the secretary of the association in my zone, and over the time we always write for Lausa, complaining about this, complaining about that.
Mm.
Secondly, the local government. Most of these boys that work for them during the election.
Yeah.
After the election, they give them this order to go and generate some money.
Mm-hmm.
So they now just, wherever they see your motor like this, easy. You have to pay.
It's trouble.
Average of 100 naira a day for each vehicle you have.
Mm.
You understand?
100 naira a day for each vehicle?
Yes, 500 naira.
500 naira?
Yes.
Okay.
For each vehicle you have.
Okay.
Assume you have about 5-6 vehicles now. That's paying about 3,000-4,000 naira in a day. Exclusive and other ones. And for the Ministry of Health, you have about 4-5 of them that are coming in.
Uh-uh.
But like 2 years ago, we wrote a letter to Lagos State Government, and they could identify that they have about 17 agencies of the Lagos State Government on pure water. And this is something that, yes, it is a right of the citizenry. The government cannot produce water for the people to take. And these people that are even in the business and providing it, they are not just letting us be. Last week, Wednesday, when we had our state meeting, the issue of pricing came up.
Hmm.
It was that, let's wait, let's what January will be.
Okay.
We don't know what's going to happen about the fuel price. Our nylon. And another thing, even in this industry, is that it's only in Nigeria you have foreign nationals taking care of our food.
Hmm.
The Indians now, you never know, is that come now. And why is water going up? Why is water going up? Look at all this water, the major brand in the market now. All of them are these Indians. And these are the people that even bring these things that we use for this market.
Hmm.
So we are even competing with them. They will take up.
Hello?
Not a loan from their country, at least or no interest.
Hmm.
The moment the money comes into Nigeria, they are making money. And they're even making the business tough for Nigerians.
Right.
So it's just not easy at all for us.
I hear you. Multiple taxation.
Hello.
And investment in the sector. Thank you so much for sharing your thought. Appreciate it. Oof. Okay. Right. Interesting. We have a few more minutes to go on the program. I think about 2 minutes or so. Let's see if we can take a call or two, maybe. Good morning to you.
Hello. Good morning, sir.
Good morning to you, too, sir.
Yes, my name is Olani Osunde.
You're welcome, sir.
Hello?
We can hear you, sir.
Yes, I am sorry to call at this time, but I wanted to talk to Sheriff Kudri.
Speaking.
Okay, fine. I've been trying your number to no avail. Thank God I got in touch with you today. I have a very big issue. Even I've been to your office, I was denied access that I cannot see you without appointment. I have an issue with the company I work with. So after trying all what I could, somebody directed me that if I come there, I meet with you and Uncle Disu, or Uncle Jimmy, at least there might be a way out.
Do you have an issue with the company you work with?
Yes. We were about 100 that were relieved last year, immediately after the COVID.
Okay, so because of time and the rest of it, this is not the place to come to, actually. The person that advised you didn't advise you well. All of you need to come together and get a lawyer. Get a lawyer.
Okay.
And your lawyer will advise you on the next step to take.
Okay.
Thank you so much. Thank you. All right. I must go now. I really must go. Tomorrow we'll have the second part of this conversation, and your questions will be tabled, your thoughts and concerns will be tabled in front of those who can answer those questions. Multiple taxation, unconducive environment for young businesses and the rest of them. All those coming up tomorrow at 8 o'clock. Yeah. And at 5 o'clock, we'll continue with our thanking our angels. There's one special person, angel in human form, that has impacted your life, that has been there for you all through 2021. We'll start that one at 5 a.m. Immediately we wake up tomorrow at 5. We'll start the conversation with that. In the meantime, once I leave the studio now, Wemimo will be here with Table Talk as usual. Great conversation ahead on Table Talk. I'm Sheriff Kudri across all social media platforms. But before I say bye, Mr. Brown is here with some information for you.
That was an infomercial. Nigeria Info. We are more than just radio. Subscribe to our YouTube channel at Nigeria Info FM. Check us out on Facebook at Nigeria Info 99.3. Follow us on Twitter at Nigeria Info FM and on Instagram at Nigeria Info FM Lagos for live updates as it happens. 99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk.